WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for joining us. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Man, I hope if you're on your way home, you know, roll them windows down. It's beautiful outside. Enjoy that now officially fall weather. The leaves are starting to fall. It's only 100 degrees for just a little bit during the day. And with better weather to come, football season in full swing, and of course the NASCAR playoffs as well. And we've got a lot to talk to you about. Chase Elliott, what a big win for the number 9 team, moving on to the next round for sure, and making sure the sport's most popular driver sticks around for a while longer during the NASCAR 2025 playoffs. And we've got a lot to get to, a lot of news in the world of NASCAR. NASCAR hinting around at a bunch of stuff, changes for next year. We got teammates fighting. I tell you what, it's just jam-packed. Plus, Georgia Bulldog apologist Sean Whitfield will somehow explain away his Bulldogs performance this Saturday. So, listen, it ought to be a good one. You know, just grab your shovels because it's probably going to get deep. So sit back, relax. It's time. It's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And joining me, as he does every Monday at 6 o'clock, none other than Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here.
How goes it, sir?
I am doing rather well today, other than struggling to see. But other than that, life is full of blessings.
Well, listen, we've got all the cameras working again. You must have had old Terry Baker in here, because I feel like we are in a fully functioning studio right now.
It's still work in progress, and it's not Terry's fault. It's it's on my fault of challenges. But you know, before you know it, we will someday have this program on YouTube.
Someday. Oh boy. Someday. You know what? Bated breath.
I'm not giving a time.
Everyone bated breath. They wait for us to end up on YouTube. Does that mean someone could watch it on YouTube TV, or like the actual YouTube?
The actual YouTube. Yeah, we, you know, we'd have to be on a major network in order to be YouTube TV. And, you don't have YouTube TV, so. But I'm very happy with my YouTube TV. I know this is not what we're going to talk about today, but.
Well, we're very happy. I
was on EPB forever, as you still are, and they're a good company, but, man, I am saving a ton of money versus what I used to be paying.
Yeah, but what are you worried about saving?
And I've got,
if I had your money, I wouldn't even worry about saving it.
Well, that's the only reason, you know, that's the only reason somebody gets a little money is they got to spend it wisely. You should know that.
Very
as wealthy
true.
As you are. You live in that fancy gated community.
Yeah, very wealthy. As you can see, I dress for work today as opposed to up by the crack of noon, already been to the gym, you know, the typical day in the life of Mr. Whitfield.
You know, my gym world the last 3 or 4 weeks has been rather depressing because of dealing with this problem with my right eye and having no vision, and so the doctor will not let me lift more than like 10 or 15 pounds.
Well, because you don't need to be straining.
Yeah.
That's probably why all this happened. Yeah. They're going to get in there. They're going to find it like some leftover creatine powder from once upon a time.
Or too much protein in my
life.
Yeah,
just like, oh my gosh, he went down there to do I know it wasn't a squat, but some other exercise.
You know, it is so difficult to adjust to life because this has been a part of my life for over 35 years.
Yeah, man, I can tell, you know? I can hear you losing muscle mass. I mean, that's tough.
I get it. That's another reason I've been depressed.
Whoa.
This depresses me.
Mrs. Whitfield going to have that wandering eye pretty soon. You're sitting over there wasting away like that.
you know, you're right. You even depressing me more.
I'm gonna try to drive you all the way down. What are friends for?
I was gonna say
tear you down.
You're good at that.
Just to build you back up. That's what we do.
Yeah, but a lot of times your friends tear you down and never build you back up.
Forget the other part of it.
Yeah. Man, you walked in here today feeling all tired and run down. Why are you so tired?
Listen, today, normally I'm out there trying to fence the world, selling fences and talking to homeowners about what kind of fence would best suit their needs. But today I went out with the crew, Sean, and I was kind of a cosplay worker. I got out there and got my hands dirty and learned a little bit and did some sweating with the guys. And I'm tell you,
did you dig a hole?
We didn't actually have to dig any holes today. We were setting a big 45-foot cantilever slide gate. Hmm. I know that's all industry terminology to you, but it's very heavy. There's lots.
Did you know what you were doing?
No, they just point and I would do whatever they tell me. A lot of it was like, hey, go to the truck and get this. Oh, I can do that. Went and picked up lunch, you know, that was very important. But no, so it was fun, you know,
so was it just a little bit too hot for you today?
It was hot today.
Caused you to break a sweat?
And not complaining, because those guys are in it all the time, but it was hot today. Yesterday, kind of got back a little bit on the exercise wagon, so the old legs are a little sore to begin with.
No, wait, define what that means.
I went exercised.
Okay, how would you define exercise?
Well, I mean, I lift more than 5 or 10 pounds at the gym, if that's what you're
saying.
So
you went to the gym?
No, God, no. I ran in my neighborhood.
So you went running?
With my 25-pound vest on, yeah.
Okay, so you went running.
Yeah.
That was your form of exercise.
That's exercise.
Which is good. Yeah. So how far did you run?
I don't know.
1 mile fun run?
No, I did my normal little, it's a little over 2 miles, but I did it with my little backpack on and then run up the hills and, yeah. And then woke up and was like, oh, I have to go really work today. So, just tired. You know, hard day's work. Sean, you ought to try it sometime. It's good for the soul.
You know, I just decided a few years ago I was going to stop that.
You're just going to quit all that. I'm again it.
Going to stop it. I'm instead of it controlling me, I'm going to control it.
Yeah, you still make it your poor wife go on TV every night.
Well, we got to have insurance.
I guess that's true. What if your eye stops working? Yeah. Someone's got to pay.
Somebody's got to pay for this eye surgery I've got coming up this Thursday. that there ain't no telling what that price tag is going to cost.
Oh yeah,
and every time I go to the eye doctor or the retina center, which that triples or quadruples the price. If you go to an eye doctor, it's a normal high price. You go to a specialist like the Southeastern Retina Center. I mean, it goes 3 or 4 times, and every time I go, going through all these tests, and it's like a 2-hour ordeal, and I'm hearing cha-ching, 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 and I know that they're just nailing my insurance, and then now that I got to have eye surgery, I mean, there ain't no telling what that price tag's going to be.
You know, that's
it's terrible getting old.
We make fun of the NASCAR All-Star Race, and we make fun of the NASCAR playoffs. It's like, if you can't explain it to someone in a sentence, maybe it's too confusing. I think the same applies to insurance. Like if you try to explain to someone how insurance works or the rhyme or reason why you're charged something, literally no one has an idea. They're like, well, we're just going to put the code in the computer. We'll pay. They'll pay whatever they say they're going to pay, and we'll send you the bill for the rest.
Yeah.
Well, what's that based on? Well, we don't really know. It's a code. Okay. That's fine.
And another thing that's annoying is you already have your, regular physician or your regular eye doctor, and you've already filled out their, mile-long questionnaire. Then you have to go to the specialist, and you got to fill out all that stuff again. And it gets to where the last one I did was a few weeks ago. It took me 25 to 30 minutes to fill it all out. And there's a lot of questions on there that I don't know specifically some of the answers, and then some of it I'm thinking, why does this question apply to me?
Why does the fact that I had ankle surgery when I was a junior in college matter at all?
I'm just here to unbelievable
talk about my nose or whatever.
Everything. And then you got to sign all these papers and all these documents before they do anything, which basically says you're not going to sue me.
Liability.
I mess up.
If we take out the wrong eye, you can't be mad at us.
Yeah, for sure. So, Anyway, that's my life. But, you know, I keep telling myself, as bad as I've been lately with my right eye and basically can't see, there's somebody out there that's got life a lot worse than me. So I have a lot to be thankful and blessed.
Man.
For, you know,
look at that positive.
That's
outlook.
The way I got to look at it.
That's true.
Because otherwise, you know, it just takes you down in the dumps. And then, too, you know, there's people got problems a lot worse.
A little
than
perspective.
Me.
Never hurt anybody.
Yeah, for sure. So that's the way I try to look at life, especially right now that I'm going through it. All right. Hey, great weekend of college football, with the exception of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yep.
Could not pull it off. Lost to Alabama 24-21. And to all my friends that text me and send me messages on Facebook, I was going to unfriend all of you, but I decided today I'll still keep you as
decided,
my friend.
Decide to sleep on it. Yeah.
But, man, what a weekend of college football.
You know, college football, and to bring it back to NASCAR, it's like NASCAR this year. There's no dominant team. There are some good ones, kind of like we've got some good drivers having good years, but there is not that runaway clear favorite. Now, maybe Oregon, you know, they beat Penn State this weekend.
You know, there's several undefeated SEC teams right now, though. Underestimate the SEC.
But we were just talking about, you know, Ohio State's another one, because a lot of it, it happens to be with their schedule, but the SEC is going to sit there and beat each other up, and there's not that clear.
Well, there's not that.
There's not that clear SEC team right now that you look at it and go, man, they've got it all.
Ole Miss undefeated, Texas A&M undefeated, Oklahoma's undefeated, Vandy is undefeated.
Well, we all know that's not going to last very long.
I mean, so there's a lot of SEC teams that are holding on pretty well. But you're right. I mean, we just completed week number 4. So we still got a lot of college football to go. And then you look at what's coming up this week. We got, let's see here.
No, that was week 4.
Yeah, let's go to week 6. Here we go. We got Kentucky at Georgia. We got Texas at Florida. Vandy at Alabama. 3:30 game on News Channel 9. We got some good games to start the day off.
Mississippi State probably should have beat Tennessee this weekend. They're kind of sneaky good.
We've only got one Oklahoma's SEC game on Saturday evening.
Gonna walk away with
the rest of the Kent SEC
State.
Is
Texas and Florida. Don't keep your eye. Listen, Florida, they're not having a good year. I think their coach is dead man walking. But when you're that talented, every now and again, all the talent shows up. Mm-hmm. And that would be a very Texas thing of them to go down and lose at Florida.
And so your team is whom?
Oklahoma State.
And how are they doing?
We all know that. We're not having it. We fired our coach of 21 years the other day. I'd be like Jeff Gordon firing Rick Hendrick.
So Oklahoma State's not doing too well right now. Is that what you're saying?
Had a rough one this weekend, but looked a lot better than we have, and still not out of it yet. Hmm. Ever the optimist.
Well, let me tell you, do you know where you can get the best in SEC football?
I don't care about
coverage
it.
And talk.
Don't care about SEC.
I think you should.
What about Oklahoma State? Where do I get Oklahoma State coverage?
Well, we might make a critical comment about Oklahoma State every once in a while, but you know, you need to stay up to date on SEC football because your boss bleeds orange.
Oh,
is that
gosh.
Not correct?
Yeah,
you need to be able to
Starkville this weekend.
You need to be able to have a, you know, educated, very mature conversation.
You know,
I'm going.
I'm going to the Tennessee Oklahoma game in a couple, like next month.
Is that going to be a good game?
I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma's undefeated. They're coming to Knoxville. Hmm. I'm just going to go, and I'm going to wear my Oklahoma State shirt. And I'm
gonna, oh, you are.
I'm going to be there cheering for the other guys in orange because it's really just about cheering for OU to lose.
Well, the reason why I was saying that you need to be aware of where to go and get your SEC football knowledge is encourage you to join myself and Stephen Hargis each Saturday morning right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, for College Football Radio. We're going to get you ready for your SEC College Football Game Day, 9 a.m. Saturday morning right here on Rock 103.7. Stephen Hargis is a sports editor for the Chattanooga Times Free Press. He's been there over 35 years. He goes to all the UT games, is up in the press box, and very well connected. He makes us look good and sound good. So you need to join us.
That dude's been covering Tennessee for a long time, knows everybody, and I actually have some real insight on a lot of the stuff going on in the SEC.
That he does. So be sure and join us this Saturday morning, 9 a.m., right here on Rock 103.7. All right, it is time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to break down the weekend that was at Kansas Speedway for the Hollywood Casino 400, presented by, get a load of this, Casey, ESPN and BET. Wonder what's up with that.
It's ESPN Bet. It's their gambling.
Oh, ESPN Bet
platform.
I thought it was ESPN and BET.
And BET.
See, that's why we have you, to help keep me corrected, so I'm not doing something with false information. I didn't even know ESPN did bets.
Yeah, with the ESPN Bet platform.
Well, that just goes to show you, I'm not a gambler.
I tell you what.
Yeah. So see, I don't even follow that. But anyway, we're going to break all that down, plus a whole lot more. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day as we broadcast live from the Optimize You studio. More NASCAR straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
You love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at Thursday, or Monday. Used to be Monday and Thursday. How about just every Monday at 6?
For a long time it was, but it hadn't been that since 2017.
Blast from the past there.
Going down memory lane.
Every Monday at 6, getting you caught up on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, getting ready to recap Chase Elliott's big win at Kansas Speedway. And later on in the program, we're going to look at the only road course race during the playoffs, and that is at the Charlotte Motor Speedway road course, the Roval. We'll be talking about that. Will SVG steal a win from one of the playoff drivers? We don't know, but we'll talk about that later.
I was cleaning out some things on my computer the other day and discovered a bunch of photographs from back in the day when we were at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I think I went all the way back to about 2009, 2010.
Man.
Then I found some when we were over at ESPN Radio back in 2007, 2008, And then when we were on 98.1 The Legend, which used to be part of Odyssey, or back in the day it was Clear Channel. So, yeah, it was just going down memory lane.
Just all those old pictures.
We've been together over 20 years now. Mm. 20 years.
You know, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman been together over 20 years, just announced their divorce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're splitting up. So,
man,
I don't mean to foreshadow anything.
They need a good marriage counselor.
Just saying.
And just think, that's going to be an expensive divorce.
Yeah, well,
it might be cheaper to stay together.
They're both pretty, well, I have no idea how Keith's music career is going, but I think they both got money, so it'll probably be a little even split.
I bet after 20 years of marriage and the kind of money they both made, I would say he's probably made more than she has. Because
I don't know. Nicole's been in a bunch of movies. She got a bunch of money from Tom Cruise when they divorced. Have you seen her lately? She's doing a bunch of stuff for Netflix. She's in a bunch of some of their shows. I mean, not even recognizable.
A lot she of found her a good cosmetic surgeon.
You know, definitely had some work done, but you just go, what? Yeah, it's crazy. Everyone's doing that now.
Well, yeah, you hit 50 or even earlier if you're a celebrity. It's time to find you.
You better get in there and
a good
turn
cosmetic
back to clock,
surgery. Huh? You got to stop that aging, especially if you're a woman and you got money. If you don't have money, then you just have to deal with it.
You just get old.
You just have to accept it. Hey, we promise this is a NASCAR show, and it is time for us to dive into the race at Kansas. Man, it looked like a Toyota domination at the end of the race yesterday. We had a sort of green-white checker finish. Toyota was, you know, had control of the top five, and out of nowhere, Chase Elliott comes, I think, from 10th place.
Yeah.
To get right back or get right past the Toyota drivers to just scoot across the finish line ahead of Denny Hamlin and the rest of the Toyota drivers.
Well, Denny Hamlin and his employee, Bubba Wallace, tangled up at the very end and basically slowed them down enough to where Chase Elliott could get by him and get the win. Sean, I don't know if you've had a chance to look, but it's on YouTube, the in-car camera of Chase Elliott's car, the last green-white checker. If anyone's ever played a NASCAR or a racing video game, that is literally what it was like. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was
I heard that, but I haven't seen it yet.
Passing cars, dipping down low. There's cars moving everywhere around him. But he never hits them and is just able to work his way through. It's stuff you see in movies because, you know, we watch racing enough that you don't usually make that many moves or you can't gain that kind of ground in anything other than a restrictor plate racetrack. And even then, it takes you a couple laps to get up to speed. He was a man on a mission, took advantage of some other cars trying to jockey for position and kind of breaking their momentum. And absolutely drove the wheels off that thing. So congrats to Chase Elliott. What a win.
The only difference is, number one, he was in a Chevrolet, which that didn't mean much because Toyota clearly had the domination there at the end of the race. But apparently the clear difference was, as it was 12 laps to go, Chase Elliott is the only one of the top five finishers that not only pitted, but he took on four tires. And taking on four tires,
you could tell he
was the difference.
He was moving through people.
Because he was able to have that little bit of extra edge that allowed him to get to victory. And you could just tell in the post-race interview that USA Network had with Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin, I guess the only word that I can think of was dejected. He was down and out, depressed, just like he had lost his best friend. Him losing that race hit him hard. And if I'm not mistaken, he had shared that he started had his first race at Kansas. And if he'd have won the race yesterday, that would have been his 60th career win. So there was some milestones there that also was a big incentive for him to want to try to get that. Not to mention the fact that he was trying to secure his way into the next round. Because he's got a good chance of possibly making a run at the championship.
Yeah, Denny seems to be. Listen, I'm not a competitive NASCAR driver, right? But right now, it certainly seems like he's pressing or he's trying too hard, perhaps. Let's face it, Denny is the best driver to never have won a championship. He has had a good year. He's tied for the most wins this season. Hadn't been a dominant performance, but he's obviously got to be one of the favorites. And here we are getting into the real, I mean, we're four races from the championship, Sean. I guess we're five.
Yeah, races yesterday was race number 31.
So he's starting to feel the pressure. A win there not only, I mean, essentially it does guarantee him into the next round, and then the really good chance to continue driving the way he is, he's going to make that final four, but he's still got to go perform then. I just feel like that's a guy that is pressing. He does not want to be the greatest driver to never have a championship.
Yeah, no question about that. And of course, he has taken ownership of it, and he needs to, because he certainly sort of made the bet he's laying in. Boy, the fan base is not a Denny Hamlin fan whatsoever. The guy gets booed just relentlessly. And I'm sure there's a minority group of Denny Hamlin fans out there, but man, he has become the Kyle Busch of NASCAR. As far as
except Kyle Busch is still in NASCAR.
Well, the thing about it though is
he's become public enemy number one.
Kyle Busch is not getting the kind of booze because Kyle's not even a contender.
So Denny Hamlin's probably as popular right now as he's ever been, as far as his name recognition. People know who Denny Hamlin is. He's he's a business partner of Michael Jordan. He has a very successful podcast, and he's a race car driver.
And he's the only top driver to be in a lawsuit trying to sue NASCAR.
Exactly. So, and Denny has become the guy that makes his feelings known. And the good with that is you gain a lot of fans. The bad with that is you lose a lot of fans. So, yeah, Denny has kind of become the guy that's most fun to hate, if that makes sense.
And don't you think NASCAR is just thinking, man, we're so glad he didn't win. We can't stand him. He's trying to take us for everything he can get. This is ridiculous that we're in this lawsuit. We're having to spend millions of dollars to fight it. And here he is, one of our top drivers. But, you know, they're probably thrilled to see him not do well.
The worst case scenario is either Denny Hamlin winning or a 2311 driver winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, to have the team suing you go to you the championship, that would be a disaster for NASCAR. Don't know that it really changes anything in the legal fight, but it would be a horrible look. They're very silently cheering against Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you. And Chase Elliott has been the most popular driver in the NASCAR Cup Series for a long time. So yesterday was a big day for Chase Elliott and NASCAR. NASCAR is, I've always thought, is kind of favored Chase Elliott to some extent, especially when you take the heritage of the Elliott family with his father Bill being the most popular driver in NASCAR for years upon years. So yesterday was a good day as far as if you were looking through the lenses of one of the primary owners or leaders of the NASCAR sanctioning body. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Kansas. Race number 31, Kansas, is a 1.5 mile paved track, 273 laps, 409.5 miles. Chase Elliott did get the win, his 21st victory in 353 NASCAR Cup races. This is his second victory and 16th top 10 finish in 2025. Denny Hamlin posted a second place win, his 17th top 10 finish in 35 races at Kansas. It is his 16th top 10 finish in 2025. Christopher Bell came in third, teammate in a Toyota. Fourth, Chase Briscoe. Fifth, Bubba Wallace. So we had all Toyotas in the top five except for the winner, Chase Elliott. Sixth, Kyle Larson. Seventh, Tyler Reddick. 8th, Brad Keselowski. 9th, William Byron. And 10th, Shane Van Gisbergen.
Other drivers of note, Ross Chastain finished 11th. Hey, good showing from our buddy Michael McDowell in 14th. Go down to the other drivers in the playoffs. Kyle Busch, not in the playoffs, but finished top 20. Joey Logano, 21st. Ryan Blaney, 24th. Alex Bowman, who's already out of the playoffs, he finished 28th. Austin Cindric, 30th. Josh Berry's also out of it. And then you go all the way down, last place, Cody Ware.
Some drivers to sort of showcase here. Christopher Bell, his third place finish marked his fourth consecutive top 10. He is now 44 points above the cut line. Chase Briscoe, he is the only driver to finish in the top 10 in all five playoff races so far this season. Shane Van Gisbergen came back from a stop-and-go penalty on the first lap due to an inspection violation and finished in the top 10. It is his first top 10 on an oval. Next up for the series, he's got the Charlotte Roval coming up. The last four Cup Road races, he has been in victory lane. So, opportunity for him to turn things around coming up this weekend.
Yep. SVG could do, well, it would be fun to watch, but he could really upset the rest of the playoff drivers as stealing a win from one of those guys to secure the next round of the playoffs.
Not such a great weekend for Team Penske. A week after Team Penske was dominant with Ryan Blaney's win in New Hampshire, they struggled at Kansas. It started off on Saturday when Blaney had a cut tire leading to a backup car. He started at the rear with his teammate Austin Cindric and Joey Logano. No Team Penske car finished better than 21st all day. Logano holds the final transfer spot going into the Charlotte Roval by 13 points ahead of Ross Chastain right now.
Joey Logano going to have to put it down and race well coming up this weekend at the Roval.
There were, let's see here, there were, well, wrong computer. There were nine caution flags for 49 laps and 20
have so many
lead
screens.
Changes among 11 drivers. Yeah, there is too many keyboards and too many mouses in here.
Is you have by far and away, I think, the best studio in Chattanooga, the Whitfield Media Group does. But who put you in charge of all this technology? That's the scary part.
I know. Yeah, that's the last thing.
It's like, we want cutting edge everything, but first let me go outside and get my CD player and make a call on my cellular car phone.
You know, I'm looking at four big screens here on the wall in front of me, and there's two mouses and two keyboards, and there's numerous windows opened. Yeah, it gets a little challenging for a guy that's over 50 that's going through brain fog right now. So, all right, time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series, as well as we'll kind of see who's hanging in there and who's not as far as how things are looking, progressing on to the next round, and try to see if we can come up with some news in the world of NASCAR. We got all that straight ahead. As we continue, for Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Why did they never mention what's real and in between? It seems the path we're on is paved with blood and sorrow. No thought about tomorrow, just part of the machine. Oh, so it seems.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR today, talking about Chase Elliott's big win at Kansas and getting ready to talk about the race coming up, the Charlotte Roval race. We've got a road course race at the Charlotte Roval, Sean, and that is coming up this Sunday, October 5th. You can catch that one also on USA broadcast.
It's hard to believe that we're that far into the season, but we are
that far into the season. We're in like week 6 of college football. The NFL is just now starting to get good and cooking. The baseball playoffs are about to start, Sean. The last day of the season was Sunday, maybe Saturday, one of them, and so the baseball playoffs are about to start. It's
Does anybody still watch baseball?
It's very regional. Like, we won't watch it here, but if the Braves were in it, we'd be watching it, right? Hmm. You'd be on the Braves bandwagon talking about how you've been a Braves fan for years, even though you couldn't tell me who's playing. Anyway.
You know, I do like the Braves.
Bit of a front
but
runner.
I am, you know, one of those that takes a nap during the season a lot.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, it is. Baseball is a very regional sport. But you just think about October, and I think it's towards the end of October, really, that the NBA starts playing. So it's just so much jam-packed into this month. And then you couple that with the weather. October, yeah, Halloween at the very end. I mean, Halloween's on a Friday this year. Goodness gracious.
Oh, it is. Just,
yeah.
Are you already getting your marching orders for that day?
You know, right now, I don't think I have to dress up. Hmm. We're kind of past it. You
know, I know, that's a big deal at the warehouse.
We've got a middle schooler now, so it's not really all that cool, I guess, to dress up and go look for candy. We'll find out. It changes from day to day. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just October, just a good month. Just one of those, you know, sometimes some months aren't like February, never been a great month. Short, it's cold. I have to go buy candy for some reason. But you know what? October, good month.
I would be fine with it just being summer year-round. But you you probably like the Four Seasons.
You're like
you?
A guy that likes to go on the beach and just sit there on the beach.
Yeah, I'm a beach
and
guy.
And walk around and go, hey, I went to the beach.
Yeah, I like hanging out at resorts and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, I'd be fine with that if it was. We talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. As we look at the rest of the schedule, you know, the competition that NASCAR is up against right now with college football and NFL, I think as it does every year, I mean, it puts a little bit of a strain on TV ratings in the sport because of such strong competition. And then the fact that we have had so many races on the USA Network since NBC took over. I mean, nearly every race has been on USA for, let's see, the last 5 weeks. And then we've still got two more weeks of it on the USA Network. It's not till we get to October 19th, Talladega, that we go back to the Peacock on NBC and then the final three races in the season on NBC. But I think that's, I know there's probably not much NASCAR could do when they're in negotiations with the networks, but boy, it sure would be nice if we had nearly all of the cup races on network television and not just on cable.
So Evelyn's school had their fall festival this weekend, and me and one of the dads got to talking, and he's a Georgia Bulldog fan, you know.
Go Dogs.
Likes to play golf. But we get talking about NASCAR, and he said, you know, I watched NASCAR for years. And he goes, and I just kind of, you know, fell out of it a little bit. He said, and I watched a race the other day, and I thought to myself, why in the world did I ever stop watching? He said, it was really good. And I told him, I'm like, you know what? The racing is really good right now. And we got talking, and one of the things he kind of brought up, and you and I have echoed this forever, the season's too long. The season is entirely too long. It's hard to build up drama when you just know, well, there's another race the next week. And it's kind of like baseball. Baseball plays 156 games. It's insane in this day and age. It'll never happen. But if NASCAR could shorten the season, and this right here be the championship run, right before college and pro and all that really take off, there at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall, there's some months that NASCAR could dominate if that was where the best racing was happening. And I think it could do that if we didn't have so many, but yeah, I don't know. It's just one of the things, but it was fun to hear that from another, what I would call former fan/casual fan, that he's like, you know what it is? It seems to be really good racing right now, but you know, it's just a lot of it. And there's a lot of competition right now.
The last race of the season is Sunday, November the 2nd. If you were president of NASCAR or you were a commissioner of NASCAR in Steve Phelps' position and you would make a change to the schedule, when would you end the season?
It's either going to end into August or maybe mid-September.
See, I would choose by the end of September.
Yeah.
The last week of September.
Sean, and we do this every year, but we're going to be, come November, we're going to be talking about, oh, you're 2025 champion, Denny Hamlin, blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to have 2 months off. And listen, they're busy months. They're, as far as family's concerned and stuff, like you've got Thanksgiving and you've got Christmas. And then the new year kicks off. And then we're at speed weeks. It's like, I don't know. There is no, you know, real decompression, it seems like. And we're always happy when it comes back, but it does. It seems like there is fatigue by the end of the year.
Yeah, and I think you and I have experienced this for a lot of the years we've done Racing Talk Radio. You know, the show's approaching 25. You and I have been together 20. By the end of the season, we have kind of got a little bit of a share of NASCAR fatigue, but I think we're both, by the time we get through Christmas, man, we're thinking about Daytona. I'm starting to get jazzed up. I'm ready to go. You know, what's the new season going to look like? And then by the time we get in after the first year and we've gotten through New Year's, I mean, it's eyes on when the Daytona 500 is going to be. And yeah, it's just kind of the way the cycle goes. But I would like to see NASCAR eliminate a month, shave off a month, to where we're only competing with college football and NFL for a solid month, and then after that, we're not trying to compete, because the deeper we get into the season in college and in NFL, the deeper the competition is going to become, or the stronger the competition is going to become, and we're going to lose every time.
All right, Saturday night under the lights, an important NASCAR race is going to come on, or you can watch Tennessee, Georgia, or Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, Georgia. You know, 90% of the people are going to pick the football game over the really important NASCAR race.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is programming to us hardcore fans are going to watch no matter what. It's never good. It's how do we turn this thing into something that more casual fans get into and become more than casual fans.
You know, I've been away from EPB's cable over a year now. Do they have quad boxes?
They do not have the quad box.
Yeah, see, YouTube TV's got that.
Or they may. I've just not.
And I have really enjoyed that, because it's just like yesterday. I had the race on, but I was also able to keep up with the NFL football games that were going on. And, you know, you can just adjust it with your remote control, whichever one you want the volume to be on. And I have also used that on Saturday night, when there's a Saturday night race and there's college football going on. So to me, that, and I don't know how long that's been around. It may have been around forever. I've only learned how to use it or known how to, you know, get it pulled up on my TV over the last, I don't know, 6 months. But, man, that was a great invention that they came up with.
See, I think people like me with attention spans that tend to bebop around everywhere, I don't think the quad box would work out for me.
You don't think so?
Nah, why? I need to focus on one. You give me too many, I'll end up not watching.
Yeah, but you've got that NFL Sunday Ticket, don't you?
Yeah, but that's a full screen. It just hops around to games. I can't have a screen with four games going on.
Huh. I've gotten to where
my brain would explode.
Even on Saturday, I've gotten to where I've got four screens going with four different football games. And in that way, I can keep up with, you know, several games, but I'm also focused in on the game that I specifically want to watch, especially if the dogs are playing. So, yeah, you have to try it sometime. You might like it. You may go, man, that's the best thing.
I ain't got that old YouTube TV, man.
You're going to have to get it.
I ain't fancy like you.
All right, when we come back, we promise we're going to get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series and more straight ahead. And if you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Also, share it with a friend. You know, all you got to hit that subscribe button. Keep up with us, as well as share it with a friend. Tell them how good we are and how much you enjoy listening. We would greatly appreciate it. Also, you can find us at our website. Just click on past shows on racingtalkradio.com. That's racingtalkradio.com. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. If you only knew how I refuse to let you go,
even when you're gone. Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shonelford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, every Monday at 6. Getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Getting ready for this upcoming race. We're going to the Roval. Charlotte Motor Speedway, road course racing. Will SVG rain on someone's championship parade? Or will someone else race up there to get the win and thus secure themselves the next spot or their spot in the next round? The round of eight, Sean, which starts, well, after this race. And what does the round of eight look like? I can hear you asking. Well, it looks like this. I can get my technology to cooperate. After the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval, we go Las Vegas, Talladega, Martinsville. Dang! Fast mile and a half, restrictor plate, Martinsville, the paperclip. Golly! I tell you what, if you are one of the top four after the round of eight, you've earned your way into the final four. And you know what? I was unaware there would be math. So many numbers in the old NASCAR playoffs right now. But we'll see what happens after the road course race in Charlotte.
All right. Let's dive into the point standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Kansas. We got Kyle Larson leading the series right now. He is 6 points ahead of second place, Denny Hamlin. Third, Christopher Bell. He's 10 points behind the leader. William Byron's 14 points behind the leader. And then fifth, Chase Elliott. He's 20 points behind.
Chase guaranteed into the next round along with Ryan Blaney, who's in the sixth spot. Seventh, Chase Briscoe. Eighth, Joey Logano. Ninth, Ross Chastain. Tenth, Bubba Wallace. 11th, Tyler Reddick. And rounding out the top 12, Austin Cindric. So after this race at the Roval, the bottom four will drop off and only the top eight will advance with their chance to be your 2025 champion. So that means right now, on the outside looking in, Ross Chastain, Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric, the man on the cutoff line, Joey Logano. But I would say Austin Cindric, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, and kind of in the old must win in order to move on category, obviously depending on what all the other drivers do. But Ross Chastain, well, he needs to outrace Joey Logano by about 14 points. So I'm going to say the bottom four need to run well, and they need some help from the others, or someone needs to get a win.
Let's get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. I was not aware of this until today. I understand it was posted Sunday morning on Instagram by Tyler Reddick's wife, Alexa. But Tyler Reddick competed at
a weird name.
Very critical time yesterday as his 4-month son, Rookie. I've never heard
named a kid Rookie?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've never heard of anybody.
That is a new one.
Naming their son Rookie. But their son Rookie was in a cardiovascular intensive care unit undergoing tests following signs of heart failure.
Oh, man.
Yesterday.
I hope the little man's all right.
Yeah. So they're asking for prayers. It says, we are in cardiovascular ICU while we get some answers. Work on improving his heart function.
Man, you want to talk about impossible to concentrate at your job if something like that's going on. So, yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Tyler Reddick, ran the race yesterday, got a top 10. He's certainly trying to hang in there for the playoffs. But, yeah, you know that's got to be weighing on. If I'm not mistaken, this is his second child. I know they've got one.
The second child's name, Rookie. What's the first one?
No, this is – I don't know what the first – they've either got one or two. I know they got one for sure.
But yeah.
This could be the rookie. Second one. but, yeah. Son named Rookie.
Adam Stern from The Athletic reported, Sean, NASCAR now seriously weighing the possibility of drastically overhauling the playoffs or doing away with them altogether. Maybe heading back to the 36-race schedule to determine the champion. So, there's been some rumblings.
Like the old points that we used to have in the Winston Cup days?
If you'll remember, we didn't like that, so we needed to come up with the chase. And then we started calling the playoffs the chase. And then we started adding, or the chase, the playoffs. And then we started adding how many drivers could make it. Oh, Jeff Gordon didn't make it. This year we'll have 13 drivers make it. And then it all gets up in true NASCAR fashion. We've got it into where I understand it. You understand it. We're big time fans, but it's kind of hard to explain the NASCAR playoffs, to the layperson. So perhaps NASCAR, in an effort to generate a little interest, is going to change things up a little bit.
I think there should possibly be made, or they should make some adjustments. I don't think it should be anything overly aggressive. I think what we've had has worked well. I'm just looking for something to sort of spice things up a little bit, to add a little bit of extra excitement. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that's got a much more creative and a brighter mind than I do that could come up with whatever that idea is. I think there's a whole lot of things that are on the table, and a whole lot of things are in a holding mode until NASCAR sees what's going to happen with this lawsuit. I think this lawsuit is going to have a bigger effect on the sport than a lot of the NASCAR fan base realizes. And I think the team owners recognize that, and everybody's just sort of in a holding pattern because they're concerned about, you know, what the financial outlook's going to look on the sport. As far as how race winnings are paid, as far as, you know, what their share of the pie is going to look like. There's just so many unknowns right now.
So you think that's going to be, that's having an effect on all of this?
I think it is. I think it is. To what extent? Anybody's guess. But I think this lawsuit is probably got NASCAR in a situation they've never been in the history of the sport.
Well, it definitely, you know, and I say this a lot here lately, we are living in interesting times, but you do have the biggest, most valuable motorsports league in the country,
mm-hmm.
having a fight with one of the most popular athletes of any sport, but basketball, obviously, having a fight based on essentially how fair their league is.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not in one way, it's NASCAR can do what they want because it's theirs. I think there is certainly that fight, and I think that NASCAR probably wins that fight. But the other one for NASCAR is kind of this legitimacy. It has always been considered a good old boy Southern sport, and they can do whatever they want, right? But all... with that, as much as I love it, brings a little bit of this maybe air of, is it fair? Is it real? Is it legit? When all the other sports have a governing body that makes sure all the rules are the same for everybody, allegedly. And now you've got the biggest guy in the world going, man, I know all about sports, and this isn't fair, and all eyes are on him. And I think there's, you know, that's probably got to play into some of it.
One thing that came across my mind the other day that I was thinking about is, during this whole process, have you noticed, I feel like I'm speaking correctly in what I'm about to say, there has not been one team owner in the NASCAR Cup Series garage area that has spoken out either in favor or against either side.
Mum's the word. And that's probably smart. Yeah. Number one, you don't want to speak bad about the owner of your league. Number two, you're not going to make a lot of friends talking bad about his airness.
Mm-hmm.
Who was at the Ryder Cup this weekend, watching golf all weekend? U.S. did not do well.
I know Trump was there.
He was there Friday, I think. Yeah.
Who was there? Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan. There were a bunch of stars there, but Jordan, no, big-time golfer.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is he any good at golf?
He's very good, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I haven't played him, but those are all the stories. He's very, very good.
Well, all indications, neither party is going to be able to settle this anytime soon. And as it stands now, this lawsuit will be going to trial at the beginning of December.
I think this is one of those, like many lawsuits, nothing happens, and then it all happens at once.
Probably a pretty good assessment there. All right, we are out of time. We are headed to the Bank of America Roval this weekend. If you get a chance to see the race, that's great. But if you don't, no worries. Join us here next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, for Race and Talk Radio. We'll break it all down and share with you what you need to know. And if we don't share it, it's because it's not important.
Because you don't need to know it.
That's right. And so we'll be doing that next Monday again right here, 6 p.m. And we'll continue to bring you all the latest in the world of NASCAR. Don't forget, if you missed any portion of today's broadcast, go to your favorite podcast platform, search Racing Talk Radio Download. And you can find that at your favorite podcast platform as of tomorrow, today's episode. Any final words, sir?
Have a great week. Let's do it again next week.
For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
Except the love go you nowhere. Now I can see.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.